Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Soldier's Creed by Ronald Dickey is a description in poetic form of the time he spent as a Marine at the warfront, at the front lines during the Vietnam conflict. Ronald enlisted in the United States Marines at age 18, at 19 inducted into the Marines at a swearing-in ceremony at the induction center at Fort Des Moines, Iowa. After his training, he was shipped to Vietnam. He served in combat during his tour on duty. Upon his return from Vietnam, he was transferred to Cape Pendleton, where he served 2 years. He had a difficult time adapting to civilian life. He then re-enlisted in the Marines as corporal. He took a duty station in Japan. There he was promoted to sergeant. He was discharged after a total of 6 years. He's had a very difficult time with PTSD, was treated at the Veterans Hospital in Des Moines, Iowa. And Ronald Dickey is the author of A Soldier's Creed, and he's our special guest on This Week in America. Ron, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is such an important story that you're sharing to help other people, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this in your book, A Soldier's Creed. Let's go back and talk about those Marine days. Why did you join the Marine Corps? Why did you decide to enlist?
Well, I got drafted by the Army, to tell you the truth, and my dad was in the Marine Corps. So was my uncle. So I decided to join the Marines because I knew I was going to go either way. So yes, that's why I joined into the Marines.
Interesting, the family there and the background they had in the Marines. Tell us a little bit about where basic training was and what those early days in the Marine Corps, in the boot camp, the training. Where was that and what was that like for you?
What was it like?
Yes,
it was a complete new experience for me,
I'll tell you
that. I went through San Diego, California out there, and when I went through boot camp, oh boy, was I surprised. I mean, I wasn't even ready for that, but, you know, and they trained me to be a Marine, you know, and when I got out of there, you know, I went home for 10 days or 20 days, and then I shipped right on over to Vietnam, because they didn't waste no time.
What was the most difficult part? And maybe there were difficult parts rather than one in particular in basic training. What was the most difficult for you?
Most difficult was my physical health itself, you know, because I wasn't ready to, you know, run these miles and do all this exercise and. And I, you know, I was just completely out of shape. I was, and I'm doing all this boot camp stuff, and oh my gosh, boy, it was just new to me. You know, I was just so out of shape, and but they did. You know, I came out pretty good.
Ronald Dickey, our guest on the program, that's D-I-C-K-E-Y. His book is A Soldier's Creed. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about that for a second. You're 18 years old, mentally, physically. What was like? I mean, it was a totally different life, as you just said. How difficult was that to get through that period? Because one day you're 18, and then all of a sudden, you're representing the United States military.
Yeah, I was. And you know, it was very difficult, you know, because when I went through boot camp, it was just a new world for me out there. And by the time I went through boot camp, you know, like I said, I went through, I went home for a 20-day leave. And they didn't waste no time. They shipped me right on over to Vietnam, and I was gone.
Well, yeah, when you went to Vietnam, I understand Da Nang is where you went. Talk about that. When you first landed there, what were your thoughts?
Well, when I first landed in Da Nang, I thought, well, this isn't too bad, you know, because it was a secured area. And when I landed in Da Nang, I thought, wow, this is Vietnam, you know, and this is not too bad. You know, but when we got on this convoy and went out there into the jungles and out, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, that's when it just blew me away, you know. I mean, the incoming and, I mean, just the firefights. And not, first time I ever seen, you know, as young as I was, here I am shooting other men, shooting other people, and I'm watching my own soldiers fall down. And it was, oh my gosh, it was terrible. It was terrible.
And as we'll talk in the interview, it's a those scenes will stay with you literally for the rest of your life. Ronald Dickey, our guest, author of A Soldier's Creed. Were you able to develop any close relationships with others in combat?
No, not. I was afraid to. I didn't get any close relationships with anyone, because I mean, you make friends. I mean, you talk to them every day, but you don't. You try to keep a distance from them, because once you make friends, I mean, the next day they could be gone. You know, and so I just didn't make many friends over at all while I was in Vietnam.
Talk about the other aspects of being frightened, the fact that you could get close to somebody and lose them, but just that constant knowledge that your life is in peril 24 hours a day. Were you frightened during those times?
You were scared all the time. I mean, you was. I mean, you were just frightened. You were scared. You know, they was out there. And pretty soon you knew they was out there. You could not see them, but they was there. And the soldier right next to you that falls and gets shot, I mean, that takes your life right away. You know they're out there, and you know they're trying to kill you. You know, you're scared all the time, even at night when it's dark. You're scared all the time. And anybody that says they're not scared and they're not afraid, they're a liar, because you do get scared.
What were the accommodations like there? You see video and hear people tell stories there. What were the accommodations like for you?
Well, they wasn't the best, you know. I mean, sometimes we'd go to a secured area where we had these bunkers and everything. I mean, you know, we had our own bunkers with sandbags and everything. I mean, you were scared there too. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, sometimes you think, well, this isn't too bad, but it was. I mean, the incoming it was always there, and it just took your life away whenever you see your own man fall. And you know, you could die any minute. You know, it just does something to you.
Ronald Dickey is our guest on the program. His book is A Soldier's Creed. You'll find it at the usual places. Send you to Amazon. The book is available there. A description in poetic form of the time he spent as a Marine at the war front during the Vietnam conflict. During this, and you mentioned all of the activity going on around you. Were you ever wounded?
Yes, I was. I got hit. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but I got hit. And the only thing is, I'm lucky because I came back. And there was a lot of them got hit. Oh, my God. And that never leaves you. That never leaves you. I did get wounded.
Do you constantly think of home? Is that something that's in your mind, getting out of there and getting back to home?
Oh, you thought about home all the time. You thought about home all the time. You thought about your family all the time. You'd wonder what they would be doing while you're doing this. You're over there in Vietnam. And at night, you look up at the moon, and you say, that is the same moon that my family is looking at back home. And it's hard to realize that when as young as you are over there, why are we over here killing each other? We just, I never understood that.
I mentioned you had a difficult time in dealing with PTSD. Talk about that and how you worked at trying to overcome it, and if you've been successful in overcoming it.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry, sir.
Not a problem. Talk about, I mentioned that you had problems overcoming PTSD. Okay. Talk about that and how you try to overcome it, and are you ever able to put that behind you?
You try to put it behind you. Yes, you try to. But you know what? I mean, yes, you always try to put it behind you. But PTSD, to me, PTSD is a disease. It's a disease, and it never leaves you. No matter, you know, it never leaves you. It's terrible. And it can twist your mind, and it can do things to you that you can't understand. I mean, you know, and people laugh at you sometimes and look at you and think you're strange, you know, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. PTSD, to me, is a disease.
Is there anything that you did or are doing that makes it a little easier for you to cope?
Yeah, you know, this book is one of them. I wrote these, when I got back, I wrote so many stories, you know, and it helped me. It helped me. And I would read my own writings and I'd say, wow, I went through all this. And I wrote these poems. And I figured, if this can help me, maybe it can help someone else out there. And that's what I did. I'm not the only one in this situation. There's hundreds of thousands of guys that's going through what I'm going through, and some of them are worse off than I am. So I consider myself very lucky coming back in one piece.
A Soldier's Creed is the name of the book. Ronald J. Dickey is the author and our guest on the program. Where did this idea, this fascination with poetry, because you're very good at this, where did this come from? Was this at an early age that you had an interest in poetry?
Yes, I was. It came at an early age. And at first, I had probably about 50 or 60 poems. It was just writings. It was no poetic at all. And pretty soon, I started writing these poems, and people would see them, and it's, oh, my gosh, these are beautiful. And people would tell me, why don't you write a book? But I never did. But then they kept telling me, you should write a book. And that's why I did. If it can help me, why can't it help someone else out there? PTSD, it makes you cry. And it makes you sad. And it tears your guts out. Nobody knows how bad it is until you go through it. And that's, I read these, and it helps me. If there's someone else out there that can read this and know that they're not alone, there are other people out there going through the same thing.
Well, and this is why this book is so important, because these are your thoughts. You have lived through this anguish of PTSD, and Ronald Dickey, because of that, has compiled this book of poems, his thoughts, A Soldier's Creed. The book is available at Amazon. It's a great resource for someone who's gone through or going through PTSD, a family member, a friend that wants to better understand. What was it like going back? You'd almost think that it would be difficult to go through and revive all these memories. On the other hand, when you deal with it in this particular way, it may be a way to better live with them. What was it like for you as you went back and put these poems together, and you reflect now on the poems in your book, A Soldier's Creed?
What would it be like going back? Well, I don't know. I mean, going back on even just nightmares. Nightmares,
yes.
Never leave. I don't. It's hard to explain this, what you're asking, but you know, it's just. I know there's other men and women that's going through this, and I figured, well, if I can put these thoughts on paper and I can read them, and knowing what I went through, maybe they can read them and know what. Hey, I'm not alone. There's somebody else going through the same thing I'm going through. And this PTSD, I don't care. They say, well, you get over it pretty soon. That's not true. You don't. It gets better. It might get better, but you never get over it.
The Soldier's Creed by Ronald G. Dickey, our guest on the program. I mentioned when you came back a hard time adapting to civilian life. We've got a few minutes left in the program. Talk about that, why that was so difficult for you to come back. You are home, you made it home, civilian now. Why was it so difficult to adapt to that lifestyle?
Because I was in a different world. The world I left, when I grew up in this world, I mean, I was human. When I came back to this world, it was a complete different world. I mean, you know, these people, I mean, the sounds and the smells and the noise and the, it was just terrible. You just can't get it out of your heads. And people look at you and think you're crazy. My mom used to tell me, you're crazy. And I'd say, I know it. And say, you don't know what you're doing. I said, I know it. I said, I mean, I would agree with her because she was right.
Yes.
You know, dealing with civilian life was hard for me.
Talk about how this makes you feel when you get response. And we'll talk about the response. But when you get people that went through circumstances similar to what you went through that say thank you, or your book has really helped me put maybe my life back in some semblance of order. What's that like, knowing that you're taking what you went through and helping other people get through it a little bit better?
If they can read it and understand it, then say, hey, I'm not alone. And when people come up and thank me and shake my hand, it does something to you.
Are you thinking? Yeah, go ahead, finish that thought.
You know, they say thank you for your service. You don't know how much you appreciate that. They say thank you. And that goes deep into your heart. Thank you for thanking me.
Interesting. As people say that, sometimes it's like, I wonder if saying thank you for your service has any impact. And from someone who has served, the answer is yes. You've done such an excellent job in your thoughts and putting this book together. Are you working on, you still doing poems and maybe working on a follow-up to this?
Yes, I still am. I still am. It never leaves your head. I mean, I can write them all day long. And there's new ones that come out in my head, but it's always there. And the nightmares are always there. They get better. I mean, you know, it mellows out. I mean, but it's still there. It's still there, and it never leaves. And people can't understand that. But when they come up and say, thank you, and they come up and they're so nice to me, I mean, it just blows your mind. Thank you for thanking me.
Ronald G. Dickey has been our guest on This Week in America. His book is A Soldier's Creed. You will find it Amazon, the usual places. Ronald, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, and thank you for sharing not only on the program, but in your book and helping so many people. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
You are very, very welcome. You are very welcome. And I want to thank all those people out there that come up and say thank you. I mean, it makes you feel important.
Well, and you are important. This book is doing an excellent service, and it's a very valuable tool. And again, it's A Soldier's Creed, Ronald G. Dickey, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.